are pretty much the same. And we're already in that time period. It's here. And where it's leading to is the very direction that is identified where Lucifer began. He wanted to be like God. He wants to rule this earth. He wants the worship of this earth. And in order for him to do it, he had to create a religious structure that he could set upon to receive the worship of the earth. That structure's here. It's the most recognized structure in the world. Pope John Paul II is the most recognized man in the world. In virtually any country in the world, if you show his photograph, they know who he is. He's recognized as the greatest moral leader. The groundwork for this organization is fully developed. Here's the religious structure that Satan has developed to rule the earth. But Revelation 17 says the beast, this structure, is going to rule for 1 hour with these 10 kings. These 10 kings are identifying the confederacy that takes place between the political structure of the earth at the end. They come together. Satan is going to rule both the religious and the political world for 1 hour at the end. He's going to set upon that throne. And we'll look at some quotes in regard with that. Now, when you have time to go through this entire study, like we don't have today, three of the themes that we look at is that the three powers in Bible prophecy that are over and over again symbolized one way or another is the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet. These three powers are in Daniel 11, 40 to 45. At that point, they are symbolizing the Soviet Union, the dragon power, socialism. They're symbolizing the United States, the false prophet, and the king of the north, the papacy. All those three powers are there. And you'll find that those three powers all have their own special chapter in Bible prophecy. The role that the United States plays in bringing about the healing of the deadly wound. That's what the whole story of Bible prophecy is at the end, is that this beast has received a deadly wound, and his deadly wound will be healed. And Daniel 11, 40 to 45 tells the story of the healing of the deadly wound. And have you ever asked yourself, what is the deadly wound? What does it mean that the papacy received a deadly wound in 1798? Here's what it means prophetically. There's two aspects to the papacy. It's a geopolitical power. It has a political aspect, but it's a religion. In 1798, Napoleon brought about circumstances where the papacy no longer ruled the world. It was no longer the controlling geopolitical power ruling the earth, but it did not cease to be a church. It continued to be a church. It continued to be, if you will, a woman of Bible prophecy, but it ceased to be a beast of Bible prophecy because beast and Bible prophecy represent political powers. In 1798,